Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Extra Turns Deck Tech. Today we'll be talking about $40 green deck. Some people out there call this deck Stumpy. I refuse to do that. I believe it is incorrect. And since I don't have a better name for this deck, it's $40 green deck. So this is a deck we talk about quite often on the podcast. Can it beat $40 green deck? And if you're trying to play a deck in Modern that can't beat $40 green deck, you probably shouldn't play that deck in Modern. $40 green deck has one plan. It has plan A, and plan A is to be extremely consistent. Let me give you the deck list before we get too far into this. So the land base is 19 forests, 2 treetop village. The creatures, 4 Dryad Militant, 4 Experiment 1, 4 Strangle Root Geist, 4 Colonian Tusker, 4 Dungrove Elder, 4 Leatherback Behemoth, and 2 Thrun the Last Troll. For spells, it's running 4 Rancor, 3 Aspect of Hydra, 4 Vines of Vastwood, 2 Dismember. For sideboard, you know, if your meta's like mine, 2 Thrun the Last Troll are necessary, 4 Obstinate Baloth. The Baloth is there for the Jund junk matchup. Any deck playing Liliana of the Vale, you bring in the Baloth, very good. Thrun, obviously, for anything trying to counter your stuff or kill your stuff. The deck has one plan, and that plan is first turn, second turn, third turn creature. First turn, second turn need to be one drop, two drop to be the most effective. Third turn could be a two drop holding up a green for a trick or a rancor, or a three drop such as Dungrove Elder, which has hexproof, or Leatherback Baloth. The real trick to this deck is consistency. If you're playing Splinter Twin and you always third turn Pestermite, fourth turn Splinter Twin, you'll win a lot of games. However, a lot of decks in this modern format are somewhat inconsistent. Bad mana bases, rather not bad. Poor mana bases, or just reliant on one of two of spells and the ability to get to them. This deck plays a lot of the same card. It plays, you know, 4 of everything, I believe, except Thrun as far as creatures go. So your plan A is always the same. It is to be consistent, to play a 1-drop, 2-drop, 3-drop. You need to hit runner, runner, runner creature to be in a game. I would suggest this deck for anybody that, 1, likes to play simpler games of Magic. In Modern, the board states can get very complex. This deck has 6 main deck hexproof creatures, has 4 effects in the main deck that will give your creatures pseudo-hexproof, or your opponent's creatures. We'll talk about that in a minute. But it plays a very straightforward game, and that game is get in 20 points of damage and win. I did play this deck at a Pro Tour qualifier, one of the old school ones that actually qualified you for the Pro Tour, and went 4-4. So not the best result, not what we were hoping for, but it happened. Sometimes you don't win them all. So let's talk about... So this deck I would really suggest also for someone getting into Modern. There's a very low threshold to buy and build this deck, about $40. If you're not sure what you want to play in Modern, play this deck. Play in a few events, and you may see a deck you like running around. You may see someone playing Splinter Twin or Storm, possibly Robots or Affinity. And you'll think to yourself, I want to play that deck. You didn't use a lot of money to get into these events. You spent $40. You can probably sell the Thruns back for $10, and that's pretty much most of the cost of this deck. So, not a big threshold to jump into a new format. Let's talk about a few hands with this deck. So, when you're drawing your opening hand, 7 cards, you would really like to see at least 2 forests. 2 forest treetops, okay. You really don't want 1 forest, 1 treetop. So if you have 2 forests at least, it's probably a keeper. On top of that, you're looking for a 1-drop creature, Dryad, Militant, or Experiment 1. Either one doesn't matter a whole lot. You're looking for 2-drop creatures. I prefer Strangle Root Geist. It always lets you attack for 4 on turn 2 with either one of your 1-drops. Colonial Tusker is fine also. No bad things, about a 3-3 for 2. Your 3-drop can be either of your 3-drops. Doesn't matter, they'll both have about the same effect. If your opponent's playing red and you think they may have Anger of the God in the deck, then you probably don't want Dungrove Elder, since it does have Hexproof. it'll still only be a 3-3 and will get swept up by Anger of the Gods. If you have Thrun, great. If not, doesn't matter. And you would like to have at least one combat trick, either Vines of Vastwood or Aspect of the Hydra. Now, Aspect of the Hydra is an MVP in this deck, so your casting costs are, for all your one casters, are obviously green, for all of your two casters are green-green, and for your Leatherback Baloth, it's green-green-green. So, it's possible on turn 4, Aspect of the Hydra gives +6/+6. So in your opening hand, a 1 drop and 2 2 drops, also keepable. 1 drop, 2 2 drops, and a couple of combat tricks is great, because all you want to do with this deck is put on pressure. Now, let's talk about Vines of Vastwood. Vines of Vastwood is an interesting card, and comes in very handy in a lot of matchups. So 1 green, and it says, target creature can't be the target of spells or abilities your opponent control. 1 green with kicker of green, same thing, plus, it gets +4/+4. So, Splinter Twin matchup. End of your turn, Pestermite. My turn, Splinter Twin. Response, Vines of Vastwood. Targeting their Pestermite makes it untargetable. Splinter Twin falls into the graveyard. Gives you at least one more turn to try to put the beats on. So, Vines of Vastwood, very underrated. Does more than just make sure creatures untargetable. Can win the game. Vines of Vastwood, not so good against Boggles. Vines of Vastwood, very good against Blue-Green Infect. In response to one of their spells, Vines of Vastwood, make it untargetable. So you can let them waste a spell or two sometimes, and Vines in response. Really, the MVP in this deck is Rancor. Rancor makes all of your threats into must-deal-with threats, and a Rancor on a Thrun usually means you're going to win the game. I can't think of many games I've lost with a Rancor Thrun in play. Nope, can't think of one. So, Rancor is an interesting card. So, it's 1 green, target creature gets +2/+0, and trample. When Rancor goes to the graveyard from play, return it to your hand. There have been games where the boards got swept, the Rancors come back to my hand, and I've animated a Treetop Village and put a Rancor on it and had a 5-3 trample our next turn. It's very good right after the board gets swept to be able to attack for 5. The Rancor does fall off at the end of turn, but you get to put it right back in your hand, so no harm, no foul. So, hands with this deck that you can't keep. Sorry, I keep getting sidetracked. Hands with this deck you can't keep. If you draw a hand and it has no one drops, you probably need to throw it back. If you draw a hand that has no creatures, you definitely need to throw it back. If you draw a hand that has two or three drops, and maybe one 2 drop, you probably can't keep it. You're not going to put on enough pressure. You're not going to be consistent enough. The deck mulligans fairly well. You can mulligan to 5, and if you hit 2 forest, 1 drop, 2 drop, feel pretty comfortable keeping it. Lightning Bolt is your enemy. Not a big deal. Not game-breaking, not back-breaking. Mediocre hands with this deck are, you know, 3 1 drops and a 2 drop in your opening hand. Is that something you keep? With 2 forests or even 3 forests, probably is. You hope to draw in the next 2 to 3 draw steps a 3 caster, but that's probably something you keep. Even 2 2 drops, a Treetop Village 2 2 drops, possibly keep that also, dependent on the other cards in your hand. If you ever draw an opening hand with both dismembers, that's probably all you need to know to throw it back. I guess it depends on what you're playing, but Dismember is an interesting card choice, I believe, for this deck. We started playing it after we ran into the Splinter Twin problem, after we ran into the Pyrexian Obliterator problem. Dismember is an MVP against Obliterator, if anybody around your area is trying to play Mono Black Control. Dismember is really your only removal spell. Sometimes it is okay to pay 4 life to get rid of that Tarmogoyf. A card that you may want to bring into the deck, Scavenging Ooze. When Treasure Cruise was still legal, we were playing Scavenging Ooze in place of Colonian Tusker. Now, we do not play it. We're back on the Colonian Tusker. But that's really just for a metagame reason. If Dredge starts showing up in your area, obviously Scavenging Ooze needs to go back in. Ideally, with this deck, you'll open up first turn, 1 drop. Let's call it Experiment 1. Second turn, Forest, Strangleroot Geist. Evolve Experiment 1, attack for 4. So that you've already done 4 damage. Third turn, you could go ahead and play Leatherback Baloth, attack for 4 again. or sorry, attack for 5, evolve experiment 1. If it all gets through, that's 9 damage on board. Next turn, possibly Rancor, Aspect of Hydra. Aspect of Hydra would be worth +7/+7. When you start talking about turn 4 wins, you're on par with the fastest decks in Modern. Consistently, this deck should be able to put out 20 to 30 points of damage by turn 5 with the Vines of Vastwood and Aspect of Hydras. If you want to play a more aggressive version, pull Dismembers out, one more Aspect of Hydra, possibly a Giant Growth. It's really up to you. You would have one more spot to fill in with any pump you want. I have experimented with Might of the Oaks. Not as good as I hoped it would be, but you got to try it to know it, I suppose. Another possible opening for this deck is first turn Dryad Militant, second turn Colonian Tusker, you attack for 2, third turn, you know, Dungrove Elder, go ahead and attack for 5, so now you're at 7, fourth turn, you could Dismember, Aspect, Rancor, any of your tricks, or cast Thrun. Just the run up to that, 1, 2, 3, 4, puts a lot of pressure on an opponent to be as consistent as you are. If they can't, you typically win. If they can, you're in for a game. The games can be rough. So let's run through some of the matchups. First up, you have Burn. You would expect Burn to be a pretty bad matchup for you, but I've yet to lose to it with this deck. I think it has something to do with the 6 main deck hexproof cards, the Dryad Militants that are exiling their Bump of the Night, and just the sheer fact they have to trade you 1 for 1 for most of your cards, 2 for 1 for the Leatherback Bailoff, and they cannot deal with Thrun. So if you're pushing 20 through on turn 4, they are forced to deal with you 1 for 1. You can Vines, you can Aspect to save your guys. It's not a good place for them to be. Blue-Green Infect, you know, you're racing to 20, they're racing to 10. You're not being the most interactive, but your Vines come in very handy here. If they go to pump their guy for lethal, you Vines in response, which will make their last pump spell illegal and give you at least one more turn to try to push through enough damage to win. Same thing with Splinter Twin. As I was saying earlier, Vines is the MVP. So don't waste your Vines early. Hold on to them because they can target your opponent's creature and make their spells very much worthless. Against Boggles, you have a very, very difficult time. Dismember is good against Core Spirit Dancer. That's about it. If they get Lifelink going, pretty much in trouble. You have to try to race them before they get completely, quote, boggled up. If you can do that, you can win. I would tell you this matchup's very unfavorable for you. Against Affinity, you know, it's probably 50-50, believe it or not. We've played this matchup against Affinity quite often. And just the sheer size of these creatures with Trample from Rancor versus the, you know, one toughness of almost everything in Affinity gives $40 green deck a pretty good matchup against Affinity. We can skip the Pod matchup because, you know, Pod. Against Blue Red White Control or Gifts Control, if you have a very good hand, you can race them to 4 mana. If you don't race them to 4 mana, it's very good if you have Strangle Root guys to bounce back and play. Hopefully they don't get Path to Exiled. If they do, again, Vines is the place to be. You've got to race them before they can either Gifts or just wipe the board with Wrath or Day of Judgment. You know, most aggro matchups in Modern, you're going to be able to go toe-to-toe with them. You're going to be able to stand there and fight. Combo, you should be able to punch through enough damage quick enough if they're not being interactive. Against Pyromancer Storm, you know, 50-50. If you can get there by turn 4, you get there. But in conclusion, you know, this deck has no worse than probably a 40% win percentage against any other deck that we've played it against, at least based on our data. It has pretty good win percentages against a few of the decks. Against Robots, it's actually up about 55-57%. Yeah, if you want to get into Modern, you don't want to spend much money. $40, build $40 green deck. I'll run through the list again here in just a minute. And give it a shot. You may be playing Modern, see something you like better, and if you do, hey, you're only out about $20, $30 after you sell the Thruns. Thank you all for listening. As always, have fun, play some Magic, try not to go into extra turns. Alright, as promised, here's the deck list one more time. 2 Treetop Village, 19 Forest, 4 Dryad Militant, 4 Experiment 1, 4 Strangleroot Geist, 4 Colonian Tusker, 4 Dungrove Elder, 4 Leatherback Baloth, 2 Thrun the Last Troll, 4 Rancor, 4 Aspect of Hydra, 3 Aspect of Hydra, 4 Vines of Vastwood, 2 Dismember. And it's probably a good idea for your board to maybe have Scavenging Ooze, more Thruns, and I would say definitely Obsidian Baloth. The whole deck should cost you about $40. Most of that money will be in Thrun. Everything else is pretty much common and uncommon. Dismembers might be $2. So, serve it up, have fun. If you have feedback, as always, at @ExtraTurnsCast on Twitter, at extraturnspodcast@gmail.com, or follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/extraturns.